感谢主的恩典，能够来到这里跟弟兄姊妹们一同有一点交通。
Thank the Lord that I could come here to share a little bit with brothers and sisters.
我们好不好先看几个地方的圣经
？Let's turn to our Bibles.
我们先来看约翰一书第一章。
And turn to 1 John chapter 1.
我们看第一节，还有第二节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 2.
约翰一书第一章一节二节
First John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 2.
今天这样说的，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在时显现与我们来永远的生命传给你们。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, and what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
我们还是在约翰一书，我们看第三章第十一节。
And then jump to chapter 3, verse
11. 第三章十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
我们应当彼此相爱，也就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
我们再看两个我们非常熟的圣经。
Let's turn to two very familiar passages.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter
3. 希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter
3, 第十四节
verse 14.
希伯来书三章十四节，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
最后，我们看启示录第二章。
And as we return to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章
Revelation chapter
2我们看我们看多一点点吧，我们从第二节开始看。
And we'll read from verse 2，
这是写给以弗所教会的一个书信。
And this is a letter to the church in Ephesians.
我知道你们的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们的假来，你也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
I know your deeds and your toil and your perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men. And you put the test of, you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false.And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
今天我要讲的题目是回到起初。
Today the topic I'd like to share with everyone is called Back to the Beginning.
那刚才我们读几段圣经，我们都发觉有一个词都在哪里出现的，就是起初。
And as we read those passages, there's this one word that constantly shows up, and that is the beginning.
那当然在启示录里头，第二章那个中文是翻作起初，英文的意思就没有写到起初，是 first 开始的爱，第一的爱。
And so in chapter 2, in the Chinese version, it uses the word that says in the beginning.But then in the English, it's called the first love.
那但是这还是有起初的含义。
But yet still, even though there's still the meaning of in the beginning.
所以今天我跟弟兄姊妹们一同来思想起初的事。
So today I'd like to share with everyone about the matter regarding in the beginning.
我在想弟兄姊妹，我们在今天活在这个地上。
But brother and sister, I think today we live in this world.
这个地上很多时候给我们的感觉好像变化很多，好像很复杂。
And oftentimes we have this feeling that things are changing so quickly, and so many things are also being changed.
我不知道你同意不同意， I don't
know if you agree or not, but it just seems like when we were kids, things were a lot simpler back then.
我还记得我小的时候，我家里没有冰箱，没有电视，什么都没有。哎，但我还活得好好的。
I remember when I was a kid, in my house we have no refrigerators, we have no TV, yet I turned out fine.
我想想晚上几个小时怎么过呢？现在回想过来，好像也不知道，一下子也这样就一天就这样过去了。
And it seems like we have lots of time in at night, several hours. We don't know how to spend those time. But nowadays it seems that the whole day just gone in a blink of eye.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters,
现在这个世界给我们的特点就是越来越快，越来越复杂。
The special characteristic of this world today is that it goes so the pace is so fast and things are so complicated.
但我想，其实如果我们能够回到最基本的事情上头,
and I oftentimes think that if we could return to the very beginning of everything.
那我想其实有很多问题是可以很简单的，我们能够解决它。
And I think there are many problems we could resolve easily.
如果我们跟着这个世界的潮流，我们走来走去。
But if we follow the flow of this world back and forth.
我们看看这个世界的潮流怎么走，我们要跟它走的话。
And if we try to follow the trend of this world.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们好像自己都迷失了方向。
And I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, that it feels like we are lost constantly.
其实我在主面前一点的感觉。
So before the Lord, I have this feeling.
我要跟弟兄姊妹一同回到起初的地方去。
And that is, I want to return to the beginning with brothers and sisters.
最开始的是什么？
What is that thing that's in the very beginning?
刚才我们唱一首诗歌说主要回来。
And we just sing a song that says, the Lord will return.
当主回来的时候，我想我们弟兄姊妹都知道，主今天在地上他寻找什么。
And if, when he returns, brothers and sisters, as you all well know, what is he looking for on this earth?
我们知道主要寻找得胜者。
And what he seeks are those overcomers.
那一想到得胜者这个名词，我们突然间感觉，哎呀，这层次好像很高了。
And as soon as we hear the word overcomers, we feel like that status is such a high status.
然后我看看周围，看看自己，就想。 诶，到底谁能做得胜者呢？
And as we look around us and look at ourselves, we wonder to ourselves, who are the overcomers?
我想大家都不太敢说我是得胜者。
I think we do, oftentimes we dare not proclaim ourselves to be an overcomer.
因为我们想我们还没有达到那个标准。
For we feel like we haven't reached that level yet.
但弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
真正的得胜者不是过一个超然的、超跟地上人不同的生活。
The real overcomers do not live a life that's supernatural or that's above people of this earth who lives in this world.
其实一个真正的得胜者,
in reality, a true overcomer
他就是过一个正常基督徒的生活,
lives a normal Christian life.
那不好意思，这样说的话，那很多基督徒都过得不正常了。
And so I'm sorry to say that because of that, I have to say a lot of Christians do not live a normal Christian life.
但是如果你真想一想，这是事实啊。
But if you really think about it, that is the truth.
那我想，如果今天我们能够回到做基督徒最基本的起初的里头。
Because if today we could return back to the very beginning of life as a Christian.
那我想，如果我们过这样的生活，或许我们就是在神面前看我们是一个得胜者。
I believe that if we could live such a life, then in the eyes of the Lord, then we are an overcomer.
我想在旧约里头有个图画，好像都给我们说明了一点。So
I think in the Old Testament, it painted this picture that illustrates this.
我们知道当犹太人、以色列人被掳之后,
And so as we know that after the Israelites were enslaved,
那他们从巴比伦要回来重建圣殿。
So they left Babylon to return back to the holy place to Jerusalem to build the temple.
我们说结伴是移民,
we could say that they are immigrants. The remnants.
一面是移民，但同样也是得胜者的原则。
On one hand, they're remnants, but then on the other hand, they're also overcomers.
他们做了一个什么事情呢？
For they have done this.
我们如果读以斯拉记，我们就知道了。
If we read from the book of Ezra, we know.
他们是回到原本的根基上头来建造圣殿。
For they return to the original foundation to build a temple.
他们不是到别的地方去。
They didn't go to somewhere else.
他不是说我们找一个比较容易的、舒服的地方，还是漂亮的地方，我们把圣殿在哪里建起来吧。
They didn't say, let's go to an easy place, a beautiful place, and comfortable place, and build a temple there.
我们知道耶路撒冷在山上。
We know that Jerusalem is in a mountainous region.
你要爬山是不容易的。
It's hard to climb mountains.
但是极其百姓他回来不是找一个平原来建圣殿。
But yet these people, when they returned, they didn't look for a flat land to build the temple.
他不是说，哎呀，在那个地方风景很优美，我在这里建一个圣殿不是很好吗？
They didn't say, oh, that's a beautiful, that place has a beautiful scenery. Let's build a temple there.
没有。
They didn't say that.
我们看见他们回去本来那个根基上头把圣殿建造起来。
What we saw is that they returned to the original foundation of the temple and rebuild the temple there.
那所以我的感觉是。
So that gives me this feeling.
如果今天我们是一般得胜者。
And that is, if today we are indeed a group of overcomers.
如果我们心愿是要把神的见证从地上能够建立起来。
And if it's our desire to build his place here on earth.
那我们没有别的根基。
And we have no other foundation.
我们必须要回到起初的根基上头来建造。
We must return to the original foundation to rebuild this temple.
那这样可能对些弟兄姊妹来说，这样的话比较深一点。
And so probably to brothers and sisters, these words may sound a little bit deep.
那我讲简单的。
So let me simplify that.
其实我们如果在主面前要好好做一个基督徒。
If we are to become a good Christian in the eyes of the Lord.
那我今天早上要介绍给你们一些起初的生活。
Then I would like to share with you some ways of living from the beginning.
刚才我们读了四段的经文。
So we just read four passages.
那四段经文里头都有四个的起初。
And in those passages, it mentioned four beginnings.
我常开玩笑说，我讲到讲一个多小时，大概你们都忘记很多东西。
And I like to joke that I may be here up here talking for more than an hour, you probably forget a lot of things.
但是如果你把四个起初记住了，我想也差不多了。
But if you can remember those four beginnings, then that you pretty much get the gist of it.
那一开始的时候，我们读到约翰的书信。
So in the beginning, we read a letter written by John.
他告诉我们什么？
And what did he tell us?
他说论到起初原有生命之道。
And he says in regards to the life in the very beginning.
你知道那个中文这个道这个字啊，叫人很迷糊的。
The word of life in the beginning, that's referred. So in Chinese, the word, the way is very complicated.
你看他都翻不出来。我不要为难他了，我再把这个古文再背一背，他就根本不行了。那其实很简单的。
So, but it's also very simple, straightforward.
那就是起初的生命的话。
What it really means is that it's the word of life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当然我们知道约翰说这个话是指着主耶稣说的。
Even these words that John wrote down is to our Lord Jesus.
但是约翰同样告诉我们。
But at the same time, John tells us.
有一个话是生命的话。
There is this word of life.
这个生命的话就改变了我们的一生。
And this word of life changed our entire life.
这个生命的话就把我们的生命彻头彻尾的改变过来。
And this word of life completely changed our life.
从一面来说，这是话。
And so on one hand, it's words.
从一面来说也是一个人。
On the other hand, it's also points to someone, a person.
然后我慢慢来哈。
And let's take it slowly.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你要知道我们刚信主的时候。
You know that when you first become a believer.
你还记得你怎么信主的吗？
Do you still remember how you become a believer?
就是有一次。
And that's that one time.
有的时候是在讲台上，结果我们传道的人你听见了。
And it may be that you're listening to someone preaching.
但有的时候你听见一些话，好像是在你里头讲给你听见的。
Or sometimes you hear these words as if it's spoken directly to you.
你突然间里头就转过来了。
All of a sudden, inside of you just turn completely.
然后你就接受了主耶稣基督作为你生命的主。
And then you accepted our Lord Jesus as the Lord of your life.
你还记得吗？
You still remember.
可能好多年了，你记不得了。
It may have been many years, so you probably don't remember anymore.
但是如果我们回头去想，
But if we think about it,
在我们生命的里头，
In our life,
有一个话是起初的时候来到我们当中。
There's this word that came to us in the beginning.
那结果就改变了我们。
And that word changed us.
那约翰就把我们的心思带回去。
And so John wanted to bring our minds, our thoughts back to that beginning.
他说结果是我们怎么样？我们亲眼看过。
And he said that this is what we have seen.
我们亲耳听见。
And we have heard with our ears.
然后我们亲手摸过的。
And we have touched with our hands.
那好像是我们亲自经历过的。
And it's as if we have experienced ourselves.
那约翰的意思是什么？
And so what is that? What was John talking about?
那今天这个话在你生命里头还真实不真实呢？
Basically, he's asking whether this word is it still the truth in your life.
我还是从另外角度给弟兄姊妹思想一下。
Let me look at this from another viewpoint.
我们知道创世纪的故事。
We know the story in Genesis.
我们不知道那个时候宇宙有多黑暗。
We don't know how dark the universe was.
那圣经用句话来描写它。
And so the Bible uses this word to describe it.
是渊面黑暗。
It's complete darkness.
那是完全是一个混乱的时候。
It's in chaos.
那这个在宇宙里头一点声音都没有。
And there's not a sound in the universe.
突然之间。
And all of a sudden,
在宇宙里头有个声音出来了。
There comes this voice.
这个声音出来说，要有光。
It says, "Let there be light."
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们当然不在那个场景里头，我们不知道。
Of course, we weren't there, so we don't know.
但你知道一个事实
，but we know this truth.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
And then this is told to us by the Bible.
在最黑暗的时候
，in the darkest time.
在最混乱的时候
，in the most chaotic time.
在完全没有指望的时候。
And at a time when there's absolutely no hope.
突然间在这个安静无声的宇宙有个声音出来说要有光。
In this complete silent universe comes a voice says, let there be light.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当然约翰说这个声音就是主基督。
John said, this sound, this voice is our Lord Jesus.
从那个时候开始这个宇宙不是完全不同了吗？
And so from that point on, the entire universe changed.
从有光来开始。
And from the time that when light came into the world,
整个宇宙就改变了。
The whole entire universe changed.
我常说创世纪第一章啊，其实讲到创造，也讲到我们人的故事。
Oftentimes I think that not only does the first chapter of Genesis talk about creation, but it's a story of us.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在我们最黑暗的时候
In our darkest times,
在我们最混乱的时候
And in our most chaotic times,
在我们人生里头好像什么都听不见的时候
In our life when it seems like we can't hear anything else,
在依旧绝望的时候
And when you absolutely have no hope,
或许说我们好像在破产了
Or we could say it's like we're in bankruptcy.
那不是口袋没钱，是我们前头已经破产了，不知道怎么活下去了。
It's not because we don't have money in the bank. It's because we're bankrupt in our future. Because we don't know where else to go.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
那个时候我就听见一个声音
We hear this sound.
要有光
And we hear this voice. It says, let there be light.
那就有了光
And then there's light.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是起初原有的生命的话
And that is the word of life in the beginning.
弟兄姊妹这是我们能够听过
And brothers and sisters, this is something that we have heard before.
然后我们摸过
And we have touched before.
然后我们见过
And we have seen with our eyes.
那我要讲什么
And so what am I saying?
弟兄姊妹，我们刚开始的时候，我们听见主的话。
And brother and sister, in the beginning, we have heard the Lord's voice.
而在开始的时候，主真的在我们生命里头来教导过我们。
And truly, His light shined down upon us in the beginning.
但可能我们做基督徒，做到一个地步，我们越来越感觉生命的话是越来越距离越远了。
But as we live our Christian life, you may feel that. The word of life seemed to be further and further away from us.
你有没有真的听过主给你讲话呢？
Have you truly heard the Lord speaking to you?
那我要问弟兄姊妹说，
Let me ask you this.
主什么时候跟你讲过话呢？
When has the Lord spoken to you?
你想好像今天早上？
You may think maybe this morning?
还是昨天？
Or maybe yesterday?
有的时候有人说好多年之前。
And some people say it was many years ago.
但弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
我们基督徒的生活的实际在哪个地方啊？
So as Christians, the reality of our life, where does it reside?
那就是原来我们的主在我们生命里头要讲话的。
And that is, it resides in the fact that our Lord, the Lord of our life speaks to us.
那不是我们光读几本圣经。
It's not enough to just read.From the Bible.
当然我们要 读主的话。
Of course, we need to read His words.
但是你知道，
But do you know this?
主有的时候在你生命里头给你再讲话。
Lord, someone speak to our life.
他说保罗不，约翰说，这个是你亲自经历过的。
And John said that this is something that you have experienced yourself.
弟兄姊妹，今天可能我们被别的话都充满了。
Brothers and sisters, today we might be filled by other words.
我要问弟兄姊妹说，
So brothers and sisters, let me ask you this.
你到底有没有听过主在你生命里头给你讲话？
Have you ever heard the Lord speaking to you in your life?
用保罗的话说，
So use Paul's words.
他在哥罗西书说一句很特别的话。
In the book of Colossians, he said this.
那中文圣经没有把这个意思翻出来。
And the Chinese Bible didn't quite translate the meaning of that word.
如果你看英文圣经，你就知道。
If you look at the English Bible, you'll see this.
那在第一章。
And it's in chapter 1.
他告诉他们说。
And he told them.
有一个奥秘。
And that there is this mystery.
这个奥秘就是基督在你里面。
And that is Christ is in you.
成为荣耀的盼望。
And become the glorious hope.
那弟兄姊妹。
And so, brothers and sisters,
如果基督在你里面，
and if Christ is truly in you,
那基督就是活的，
then that means Christ is alive.
那基督在你里面，他是一个讲话的基督。
And that if he's in you, then he's the Christ that speaks.
我弟兄姊妹，我真希望你不要搞错了。
So, brothers and sisters, I hope that you're not mistaken.
我传福音给弟兄姊妹，他们常问说，一个基督徒啊，要守什么，遵守什么？
For oftentimes when I share with brothers and sisters, they will also ask me, as a Christian, what should I obey? What kind of commandments should I keep? What kind of law should I keep?
我看到在香港一个教会。
And there's this church in Hong Kong.
那每个人受洗之前，
and before every one of them were baptized,
你要先有一个文件你要签名的。
And there's this document that they need to sign.
叫做自愿书。
It's called a voluntary voluntary commitment.
就说明我今天受洗呢，底下有十几条。我要答应遵守的。
And on the basis it says, today I'm being baptized, and therefore I agree to the following over a dozen commandments.
我一看，哇，这不简单啊！
Took a look at documents. Wow, that's pretty complicated.
第一个是每天我要祷告。
And the first line says, I will pray every day.
每天要读经。
And I will read the Bible every day.
你每天呢，还要每个礼拜要来聚会。
And I will come to church every week, every Sunday.
那还有每次来都要奉献。
And every time when I come, I will make my tithing.
那弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
其实好多条列在那个自愿书里头。
There are so many things that's listed on this voluntary commitment.
那最后有一个 clause, 有一个条款说，本人愿意遵守。
And then lastly, it finishes with the clause says that I will obey all the above lines.
然后底下签名。
And then they put their signature on the
bottom. 你不签名，你就不能受洗。
And if you do not sign your you don't put your signature there, you can't be baptized.
我没有机会问那个牧师。
I didn't get a chance to ask the pastor there.
我要问他说，到底有多少人照着你十几条都遵行呢？
I didn't get a chance to ask him, How many people really did go through and obey every single one of those items on that document?
弟兄姊妹, 我们以为说, 基督徒, 怎么说基督徒, 这是那么多条放在我们的面前?
And they think that as Christians, that's what it's all about. It's about living and obeying all those dozen or so rules.
所以我在我那边服侍的时候, 有些要受洗的, 弟兄姊妹就跑来问我说, 我现在做基督徒, 有什么我要做的?
And so while I was serving over there, sometimes brother and sister would run to me and ask, so in order to become a Christian, what do I need to obey? What kind of rule do I need to obey?
我跟他说什么都不用。
I told them, there's no need.
他不相信。
And they don't believe me.
他说看着我说, 真的吗?
And then they look at me with shock and said, is it true?
我说只要基督在你里面, 他要你做什么, 你就做什么。
And I told them, as long as Christ is in you and whatever he commands, you do.
那弟兄姊妹, 这句话对他来说, 当然他不能够马上理解。
Of course, brothers and sisters, to them at the time, they probably can't completely understand.
但今天早上我们信主多年的弟兄姊妹,
and but this morning, brothers and sisters who have become believed in the Lord for so many years.
那如果,
if
我们的主是活的,
if our Lord truly is a living God,
那这个其实不能说如果, 我们主真的是活的,
and I can't say if he is truly living.
那几位活的主如果在你里面,
but if he is indeed inside of you,
那如果他不讲话,
and if he's silent,
那可以的吗?
Is it still okay?
我们主不像我们很多姊妹很喜欢打冷战,
Our Lord is unlike a lot of our sisters love to play the Cold War.
这你知道我不能说姊妹了,弟兄是一样的。
Of course, I can't just say sister, brothers play that game as well.
如果你不高兴,
if you are not happy,
那你就不讲话,
then you're silent.
是不是?
Is it true?
在屋子里头, 有只有两个, 一个表态, 就跟他吵一个架, 要一个表态, 就是不讲话。
And when you share in the same household with your spouse and you're not happy, there are two ways about it. Either you have a shouting match or you just keep silent.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters,
我们地上人常常用我们自己的观点来思想我们的神。
Oftentimes we use our own way of thinking to think about our God.
那我要提醒弟兄姊妹是什么呢?
So what I want to remind everyone,
弟兄姊妹, 你所信的主是一位活的主,
that the God, the Lord that you believe in is the living Lord.
那位活的主今天在你里面,
and today he lives in you.
他要跟你讲话,
and he shall speak to you.
那保约翰说, 这叫做生命的话,
and so according to John, this is called the word of life.
能够改变你生命的话,
and these words can change your life.
你有没有听过呢?
Have you heard these words?
那弟兄姊妹, 我们过去都听过, 不然我们不会信主。
So brothers and sisters, we have all heard of these words, else you wouldn't have become a believer.
但你做基督徒一直做的时候,
but as you continue to live your life as a Christian,
你有没有这个经历?
Do you have this experience?
原谅我讲一点自己小小的学习。
Please forgive me for sharing a little bit on a lesson that I learned myself.
我记得我年轻的时候,
I remember as I was young,
我愿意去传福音。
I want to share the gospel.
我要关心弟兄姊妹。
I want to care for other brothers and sisters.
然后我就去关心弟兄姊妹。
And so I visited them.
我要去问候他们。
And I want to see how they're doing.
但没想到人家不领情啊, 知道吗?
But yeah, they do not care much for that.
我们常有个观念说, 我去关心他, 他一定非常谢谢, 哎呀, 谢谢你过弟兄来看我。
And oftentimes we have this thought in our mind that if I go and to visit a brother or sister, and that they'll be very grateful. Oh, thank you, Brother Guo, for visiting me.
我有一次我去关心一个弟兄。
So there's just one time I went to visit this brother.
没想到他给我看脸色。
And I was completely unexpected that he was very, very cool to my visit.
就干你什么事呢?
It's like, what are you doing here?
广东话说, 你为什么能够八卦呢?
So, why don't you mind your own business?
你自己的事, 你自己不管, 你管了干什么?
So you have your own life to live. Why do you stick your nose in my business?
你知道我去的时候一团火啊。
And so, you know, before I visited, on my way to visit this brother, I was so full of fire.
没想到一盘冰水啊, 从头浇下来。
I completely didn't realize that I was just a pot of cold water just poured down my head.
我记得我的感觉,
I still remember my feeling at the time.
我就好像一个小孩在 外面给人家打了。
I feel like I was a little kid being beaten up outside my house.
就跑到爸爸的面前哭。
And so I ran to my father and cried.
我回到家里，我跪在主面前，我哭了。
And so when I went home, I kneeled down before the Lord and I cried.
我说主啊，这个弟兄也不是我的。
I said, this brother, Lord, this brother, he's not even mine.
也不是我要去的，是你叫我去的。
And it's not my own will to go. You told me to go.
你是为什么派人送我去受苦呢？
And why did you command me to go and to experience this pain?
以后我不要了。
I don't want to go anymore.
你不要再叫我去了。
Don't ever ask me to go.
到此为止。
And that's it. Let's call it good here.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有试过啊？
Brother and sister, have you ever experienced this?
你有没有试过在你生命里头走过这样的一个感觉？
Have you ever experienced this in your life?
你好像对周围绝望。
And it also seemed like you completely lost hope to it.
你有的时候甚至连主，你对主都绝望了。
To a point where sometimes even you feel like you lost hope. In the Lord.
你说主啊，你为什么这样对我？
And you may ask, Lord, why do you treat me this way?
为什么你把这样的环境量在我生命的当中？
And why do you give this heavy burden to me?
那个时候我记得。
And at the time I remember.
我到今天还不会忘记。
And I still remember to this day.
在我最难过的时候。
And when I was feeling the worst.
主在里头讲了一句话。
The Lord spoke to me.
我爱的我就管教。
Those who I love, I will discipline.
你受了一点苦吗？
You taste a little bitterness.
在这背后就是我的爱。
But behind it is my love.
因为我爱你，我教你。
Because I love you, so therefore I shall discipline you.
这个圣经我读了好多遍了。
So I've read this passage many, many times.
那个圣经我会背的是吧？希伯来书的话。
I could even recite it. This is from Book of Hebrews.
但是这句话，过去我怎么读不是生命之道。
But in the past, no matter how many times I read it, it did not become my word of life.
来感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
那天几句话成为我生命之道。
But on that day, that passage became the word of my life.
这变成我是亲耳听见、亲手摸过又亲眼看过的。
It truly has become something that I have seen with my eyes, heard with my ear, and touched with my hands.
弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters,
你有这样的经历吗？
Do you have such an experience?
我们主是活的主。
Our Lord is a living Lord.
他要我们将来经历生命之道。
He wants us to experience the word of life.
今天的困难在哪里？
So where are our difficulties today?
今天我们放弃这些最基本的生命的话。
So today we give up on these most basic word of life.
我们去听很多奇奇踏踏的话。
And we go and hear other words.
我们感觉那些话好像听起来很舒服。
So because we feel like those other words, they're comfortable. They sound very good to us.
很契机。
And it's very close to us.
有一个姊妹进了神学院。
And so this sister who entered a seminary.
她读了两年之后，她自己有一个感觉。
So after studying there for 2 years, she had this thought.
原来两年里头所有所读的根本跟主耶稣一点关系都没有。
And that is that in those past 2 years, everything that she read had absolutely nothing to do with our Lord Jesus Christ.
她两年下来根本没有摸到生命的话是什么。
And after these 2 years, she did not touch what is word of life at all.
学了很多，没错。
Indeed, she learned a lot of knowledge.
但这完全不是生命的东西。
But they all have nothing to do with life.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
约翰就这样提醒我们。
John reminds us this.
原有起初生命的话。
And that is the word of life in the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，这很基本的。
So, brothers and sisters, this is very basic.
但这个最基本的，我们有没有过这个生活呢
？But just because it's very basic.Have we lived such a life?
然后他底下怎么说？
And then following, he said,
这个生命的话也成为我们的见证。
This word of life also become our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你没有想过？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about this?
我们跟人家聊天啊。
So we're here talking, chit-chatting with other people.
真正你自己的话其实不是很多的。
The words that are truly yours are very few, actually.
你想是吗？
Can you think about this. Isn't that true?
其实啊，你们几个人谈话聊天，很多时候你是转熟了人家的话。
Whenever you're chit-chatting with a bunch of friends, you're really just retelling other people's words.
有的话你听见了。
Some of them you heard yourself.
然后你就把这个再转出来。
And so you retold what you have heard.
真正从你里面是你出来的话，其实不是很多。
Truly, the words that actually came from you yourself are very few during those kind of conversations.
那我要说什么呢？
So what is my point?
为什么很多时候要你站起来做个见证那么难呢？
Why is it so hard for us to be able to stand up and give a testimony?
那弟兄姊妹，很多时候我看见弟兄们在聊天。
And oftentimes I will hear brothers chatting.
他们讲什么？
And what did you talk about?
当然讲讲现在你们最有名的美国总统。
And of course, talk about our most famous president.
但是他做这个做那个。
What did he do today or that thing?
但是这个都是你听来的。
But these things you heard from other sources.
然后你就讲他。
And then you talk about him.
然后呢，当然也讲讲现在的经济。
And of course, talk about economy today.
然后看看这现在的政治的环境。
Or policies.
然后讲这个讲那个。
Talk about this or talk about that.
那如果跟年轻人讲话呢？
And if you're talking to younger people.
那我们在温哥华，他们就讲冰球。
And if we're in Vancouver, we're talking about hockey.
那我想在美国当然是讲篮球。
In America, of course, we talk about basketball.
你们西雅图是篮球吗？
In Seattle, do you talk about basketball? Football.
橄榄球。
So in Seattle you talk about football.
你们的橄榄球队不怎么样嘛。
It seems like your football team is only so-so.
好像那个 Super Bowl 好像没拿过了。有啊，哎呦，你看他们真的看了，懂了。弟兄姊妹，他们是年轻人是讲这个。
So Brian says that's a topic that young people talk about.
那可能有些人在讲电影明星。
And or some people may talk about movie stars.
讲那些外头的东西。
All these external things.
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，今天资讯不是发达，今天资讯是爆炸了。
So today, the information is not only very advanced, but it's an information explosion.
今天我们打开电脑，现在没有人读报纸了。你打开电脑，所有的资讯都塞到你的脑子里头去。
So today, because we no longer read newspapers, so you open up a web page, and now all of a sudden, all kinds of information comes directly to you.
所以年轻人现在不是吃饭大的。
So today, the young people, they do not grow up eating rice.
他是吃那些东西长大的，你是 information 长大的。
They grow, they nourish on these, they take nourishment from these information.
但是弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
当你把这一切都塞在你里面的时候，
when you have taken all these and stuffed them into you,
你生命之道我们就好像找不到了。
Then you can no longer seem to find word of life.
如果你一直只是把世界一切的话放在你的里头，
because if you insist on putting every single word from this world into you,
那弟兄姊妹，
and brothers and sisters,
我们站起来，我们就没有把生命的话能够讲出来。
When we stand up, then we cannot share on the word of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们不要给仇敌骗。
So do not be deceived by the enemy.
我们又要回到最起初的根本去。
We need to return to the very beginning.
我们要听到生命之道。
We need to hear the word of life.
这是生命的话。
And that's the word of life.
弟兄姊妹，不是人的话。
Brothers and sisters, it's very important. It's not the word of man.
我今天我郭定强站在这里，我可以讲很多话，但绝不能够成为你生命的话。
So today, as I stand here, I may say a lot, but those words cannot become your word of life.
直到主应着在这个时候，在你生命里头给你讲一个话。
But only if the Lord at this moment speak to you and give you the word of life.
那就不一样。
Then it's different.
你里头虽然是黑暗，
inside of you it may be darkness.
要有光，
there let there be light.
那就有了光，
and then there'll be light.
所以你知道主的话告诉我们什么？
So brothers and sisters, what is the word of the Lord tells us?
我们读到《使徒行传》。
We read Acts.
当这些使徒们被关起来之后，
and when this These disciples, they were in prison.
然后那个天使把他们救出来。
And when the angel saved them from the prison.
那这天使怎么跟他们使徒讲话呢？
And what did the angels say to the
你要把生命之道告诉给我的百姓听。
And as you need to share the word of life to my people.
不是光要他们就脱离这个艰难的环境。
It's not just to save them from this difficult situation.
你要出去。
That, but you shall go out.
要告诉我的百姓这个生命之道是什么。
And tell my people what is this word of life.
刚才林氏的弟兄他说了。
And as the brother who was just sharing before,
他用到腓立比书第二章的话。
He used a book from, he read from a quote from the book of Philippians.
在这个弯曲薄谬的时代。
And it is in this twisted and perverted world.
那多黑暗的里头。
And in this darkness.
保罗怎么提醒腓立比的教会啊？
How did Paul remind the Philippian church in Philippians?
要把这个生命之道在你生活里头活出来。
And as to live out this word of life.
中文说表明出来，意思就是活出来。
And in Chinese, it translates to reveal for. It means that you live out.
意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
你要给周围的人看见。
It means that you need to let people around you see.
原来生命之道掌控了你的生活。
And to let people see that the word of life had taken control of your life.
然后你把这个生命之道在你生活里头能够表明出来。
And that you can take this word of life and live it out in your own life.
那结果实在太宝贵了。
And the result is so precious.
但好在我在基督的日子知道我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
And so then you know that in my days living in Christ that I have not run in vain.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这是我们的生活。
That is our life.
这是我们最基本的生活。
And that's also our most basic fundamental life.
那我要讲第二个了。
And let me, I want to share the second point.
那如果我再讲这个还是可以讲的，不过看着时间了，我还要讲第二个了。
Because of time matters, I'll move on to the second point.
第二个在希伯来书。
And second point is in the book of Hebrews.
你要把起初的那个信确实的信心能够坚持。
And as you need to hold on to that initial faith.
那坚持的时候你就有份在基督里头了。
And when you held on to that faith, then you have a part in Christ.
弟兄姊妹
My sisters.
什么叫做信心？
What is faith?
你知道什么叫做信心吗？
Do you know what is faith?
这个好像懂，又好像不太容易懂的事情，对不对？
This is a matter that seems you seem to understand, or at the same time you quite don't quite understand.
然后用前面弟兄的话做个说明。
And let me use paraphrase the brother's words.
那我想给我一点帮助。
And hopefully that might help us.
什么叫做信心呢？
What is faith?
信心就是能够通到属灵世界里头的一个通道。
Faith is a conduit, it's a pathway.That could lead to the spiritual world.
我们有眼睛
We have eyes.
眼睛我们可以看见周围的事情
And with our eyes, we could see things around us.
能够有鼻子，我们能闻到不同的味道
And with our nose, and we could detect different scents.
然后有耳朵能够听到声音
And we have ears that we could hear different sounds.
其实我们身上的器官有不同的功用
So different organs in our body have different functions.
那在我里头有一个东西叫做信心。
And in us, there's this thing called faith.
这个信心就是叫我们能够摸到属灵的事情。
And that faith allows us to touch things of the spiritual realm.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
什么叫做信心
What is faith?
信心就是能够跟神能够接触的一个器官。
So faith is this organ that allows us to touch God.
如果你没有信心
And if you do not have faith,
你就不能够活在神的面前
You can't live before God.
你没有信心
And without faith,
你就在基督里头的祝福你就得不到
You cannot receive the blessing that's from Christ.
什么叫做起初的信心
So what does it mean to have faith in the beginning?
其实就是说我们刚刚信主的时候
And what that means is that when we first believe in the Lord,
我们那个最简单的相信
That very simple faith.
我们就知道这位是神
And we know that this is God.
这是我们的主
And this is our Lord.
我们把心打开
So we open our hearts.
我们就接受他
And we accept him.
是吗？
Is that true?
弟兄姊妹，但是很多时候我们做基督徒越来越长久了。
So, but brothers and sisters, oftentimes the longer we become Christians,
很可能我们就不能够坚持我们起初的信心。
It's more likely that it's harder for us to hold on to that first faith.
我们好像把刚开始的信心，我们越来越掌握的不够稳妥了。
It seems that the longer that we live as a Christian, the less and less we have a firm grasp on that faith.
保罗他说
Paul said,
我们得救是本乎恩也因着信
We were saved because of God's blessing but also by faith
从神哪里他是预备了恩典
And from God he prepared the salvation
那在我们这里
But here
我们要信心把它接过来
We use our faith to receive it
我要问弟兄姊妹
So I want to ask you brothers and sisters
那我讲是容易的
So it's easy for me to say this
但我问你说今天你活在神面前有哪个缺失的信心吗
But let me ask you this Today you live before God Do you have that faith?
我们很多时候我们靠我们眼睛看见的来判定很多的事情是不是
Oftentimes we use our eyes to judge a lot of things.
我们靠我们的眼睛看见的，看我们尝试判断的，我们来过我们的生活。
And we use what our eyes can see, our past experience, to live our life.
你有一个真实的信心活在神的面前吗
？Do you have a true faith living before God?
你有没有因着信心来到神面前过一个不一样的生活呢
？Have you ever come before God by faith to live a different life?
我有信心的时候，我们怎么过我们的生活
？So if you have faith, how do you live your life?
我想我稍微讲几个点就好了。
So I just want to share a few points.
主耶稣说到信心。
So when our Lord Jesus talked about faith,
他用什么来形容信心呢
？What kind of thing does he use to compare to it?
他是好像芥菜种一样。
He says it's like the mustard seed.
那就是很小。
It's very, very small.
比一个芝麻还要小。
It's smaller than a sesame.
如果你有机会你到以色列去，你看它那个芥菜种，你拿回手上，你看，基本小到不得了。
So if you ever get a chance to go to Israel, look at what a mustard seed look like. It is so tiny.
但是这个芥菜种，它能够隐藏起来，就能够长起来。
But yet, if this mustard seed is planted, it could grow.
我的意思是什么
？What does that mean?
一个真正有信心的人
，It means that someone who truly has faith，
他在神面前一定过个隐藏的生活。
He lives a hidden life before the Lord。
怎么说呢
？What does that mean?
就是你每天你都跟主能够有一起的时间。
It means that every day you spend time before the Lord。
如果你真的对主有信心
，If you truly have faith in the Lord，
你知道他是那位信实的神。
You know that He is a God who is trustworthy。
你一定知道来到他的面前。
So you will for sure come before Him。
你会来到神面前，外面的人虽然看不见
，You will come before Him， and even though people outside they cannot see，
但是如果你相信他。
But if you believe in him,
你一定来到他的跟前。
You will come before him.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我一个忙很多事情。
So today we may be busy with lots of things.
那有的时候，甚至我们可以忙很多所谓在服事里头的事情。
And sometimes we may even be, we can say that we're busy with a lot of things that has to do with serving him.
我们可以在这个会所里头，可以忙这个忙那个。
And we could be very busy even in church doing this, doing that.
我们可以说做了很多关于神的事情。
We can say that we have done a lot of things that's related to God.
我想我们的主说，哎，孩子啊，别忙别忙，先来跟我聊聊天吧。
I imagine that the Lord will say to us, "Child, stop being so busy. Come before me and let's have a talk."
我来靠近我吧。
Come and be closer to me.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
一个好的信心。
Good faith,
必定是来到过一个隐藏的生活
will live a hidden life,
把自己藏在神里头
hide yourself in God,
然后你的信心才能一点一点的长大
and only then will your faith become, will your faith grow.
我们不可能一下子信心就长到很大
it's not possible for our faith to all of a sudden grow into very big.
但如果你有一点一点的信心
But if you had just this little tiny bit of faith,
每一个人我们信主就有一点的啦。
And every one of us who believes in him has that faith.
你要把这个藏在神里头。
You need to hide this in God.
那你的信心就能够增长起来。
And then your faith can grow.
那还有第二个。
And secondly,
如果你真的有信心。
Secondly, if you truly have faith,
你一定有行动。
You will have actions.
如果你没有行动。
And if you do not have action,
你的信心那就不够真实了。
Your faith is not true enough.
我喜欢讲这个故事，不知道你们听过没有。
I'd like to share this story. I'm not sure if you heard this before.
有一个人表演走钢索。
So there's this person who performs a walking tightrope.
在两栋大楼距离很远，中间一个钢索，他从这边走过来，这边走过去。
And so he tied this tightrope between these two high rises, and he would walk back and forth between these two buildings.
底下人看见都鼓掌。
And so people beneath him all clapped.
哦，好厉害，好厉害。
And they was, oh wow, he's great.
那这个人说，我还有更厉害的呢。
But then he said, I have this better trick up my sleeve.
我可以背着一个人从这边走来走去。
I could carry a person on my back and walk back and forth between these two buildings.
你们相信吗？
Do you believe this?
他们说相信。
And people say, Yeah, I believe. I believe.
你可以的。
And they say, Yes, of course you could do this.
他说谁相信的来，我背你走一个。
And he said, Whoever believes that, come, I will carry you on my back.
没有人敢来。
Not a single person dare.
他说刚才你不是说我信吗？
And he said, Didn't you just a moment ago say that you believe in my abilities?
我是信啊，但是不要啦。
And they say, Yeah, I believe you, but it's not necessary.
有个小孩走出来。
And there's this kid walk out from the crowd.
他说我信。
He said, I believe.
所以他就背着这个小孩。
So he carried this child.
从这边走过来，从这边走过去。
Carry him on his back and walk back and forth.
一点问题都没有。
Not a single problem.
然后回下来之后。
And after they got off the building.
其实人就问这小孩。
They asked, the crowd asked this child.
小朋友，你真勇敢啊！
They said, "You are so brave."
其实小孩说没什么嘛，他是我老爸。
And the kid said, "No, that's nothing. He's my dad."
我老爸，我当然信了。
He's my dad. Of course, I believe in him.
那些人为什么不信呢？
So why don't you guys believe in him?
弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
什么叫做信呢？
What is faith?
信是有行动的。
Faith.Isn't it actions?
信是能够真的交出去的。
Faith, you can actually truly show it.
信真的能够把你的重量，把你的重担能够交出来的，你知道吗？
Faith can cause you to hand over your heavy burdens.
我们每次祷告说，天父啊。
And every time we pray, we say, Heavenly Father.
当你想的时候，你是不是真的知道你天上的爸爸要负你的责任呢？
And but if you pray, do you truly realize that your Heavenly Father will take responsibility for you?
当你叫天父的时候，你是不是真的认同这位养活麻雀的从来不会叫你为难的呢？
And as you say, Heavenly Father, do you realize that this God who makes a living for the sparrows, he will not put undue burdens on you.
你信不信？
Do you believe this?
我嘴巴里头说信，神你无所不能。
And I could just use my mouth and say, yes, of course, God is almighty, all powerful.
那我们跟弟兄们鼓励他说，弟兄啊，要相信啊，神凡事都能。
So you may be encouraging a brother, say, brother, you must believe in God for everything is possible in him.
在他什么事情都可以。
And in him, everything is possible.
你可以这样讲。
You could say this to them.
你可以这样教导人。
You could teach others.
但是当问题来了。
But then when trouble comes to you.
就好像以色列人站在约旦河旁边。
It's just like the Israelites standing on the banks of the River Jordan.
波涛汹涌。
And you see the waves crashing.
一辈子没见过那么大的水。
And you have never seen such great high waves in your life.
你跟神说，神啊，真的还是假的？
And you may ask God, is this for real?
要下去吗？
Do you really want me to go down there?
会死人的。
I could die.
会死的。
I could die from this.
天父啊，你要不要再想一想啊？
Heavenly Father, do you really want to reconsider this?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果祭司一直看着河水，永远就过不了河了。
If the priest only look at the water, they will never be able to cross it.
但是他只好勇敢地把水放在，把脚放在水里。
But he bravely stepped into the water.
这个水就分开。
And the water parted.
真正的信心。
True faith.
永远有行动的。
Always is accompanied by actions.
我们说亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And we call Abraham the father of faith.
我们读到创世纪二十二章。
We read Genesis chapter 22.
那个是一个动人的故事。
It's a very moving story.
我们今天早上我不能再把这故事细细的跟你们再来描述一次。
And we cannot retell the whole entire story this morning.
但是在亚伯拉罕心的深处他明白一个事情。
But in the deepest place of Abraham's heart, he understands one thing.
用新约的话说,
using words from the New Testament,
他知道这个神是能够叫人从死人复活的一位神。
He knows that this God is a God who could allow who could revive a dead person.
就是我把以撒杀了。
And he understood that even if I did kill Isaac,
他还能活过来。
He will be revived.
我相信这样的一位神。
I believe such a God.
所以他没有犹疑的。
So he did not hesitate.
我很喜欢妮妮说亚伯拉罕清早起来。
And I really like the story how he described that in the early morning, Abraham woke up.
就把儿子带走。
And he took his son.
如果是我。
If it was me.
清早起来没错。
I wake up early in the morning, that's true.
但不要走吧。
But I don't want to go.
等一等吧。
I want to wait.
再等一等吧。
And do some more waiting.
是吗？今天我一听到主给我们的要求，我们不是等了又再等。
Is it true that whenever we hear God's commandment to us, we want to wait and wait and wait?
今天不来，明天再说。
And if it doesn't come today, we'll push it till tomorrow.
然后天再来。
Or maybe the day after.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
真正的信心。
True faith.
是怎么样？
Is.
就是有行动。
Accompanied by action.
弟兄姊妹，这个起初的信心。
Brothers and sisters, this faith in the beginning.
给我们一个荣耀的盼望。
It gives us this glorious hope.
我们刚信主的时候。
So when we first become believer.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我说的，那个时候我们根本是搞一个交易。
Forgive me for saying this. That it's at the time it's
just a trade.
In the beginning, it was just a trade. It's a simple trade.
我记得很多人信主，问他为什么信耶稣，他很简单，我将来不要下地狱，可以上天堂。
And oftentimes I ask brothers and sisters, so why did you believe? In the first place, and it's very simple. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven.
哎呦，哪有那么好的事？我就信了。
And so I figured, wow, it's a great deal. So I believed.
那今天我不谈这个，因为里头有太多东西可以谈了。
So today I won't go into it because there's so many things to go into.
但是有一个很重要的。
But there's this very important thing.
我们知道我们信主以后有一个不一样的将来。
We know that after we become believer, we have a different.Future.
我们知道我们信主以后我们将来的盼望是什么。
And we know that after we believe in the Lord, what our hope is in the future.
我们知道神为我们预备一个美好的家等着我们回去。
And we know that Lord is preparing this beautiful home waiting for us to go back to.
这是我们起初的信心。
And that is our initial faith.
我们相信这个。
And we believe in that.
我们才来接受主耶稣。
And that's why we come to receive Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天在我们里头这是实实在在成为我们的提醒跟我们的激励吗
Is it still a reminder and an encouragement for us today?
我真的跟 在座我们年纪大的弟兄姊妹们说
And allow me to say this to the elderly brothers and sisters here
弟兄姊妹我们不在这里等死
Brothers and sisters, we are not here waiting to die.
我们不是等进那个坟墓
We're not waiting to enter into the grave.
我们等候被提
We're waiting for rapture.
我们等候那荣耀的将来
We're waiting for that glorious future.
弟兄姊妹 Brothers and sisters,
if you have true faith,
you have
this glorious
hope. Because
this is the faith that's in the very beginning.
And I still
use the story of Abraham. So Abraham, from that time, at the time he left the most prosperous city called Ur.
那个城市就好像今天的纽约一样,
and it's comparable to the New York City of today.
我们不要以为那是一个没有人的小村子, 不是,
don't think that's like a little small village. It's a big city.
那是很繁盛的, 很繁华的城市,
and very prosperous city.
但那个时候,
but because of faith, Abraham left this city.
从那天开始,
and from that day, He never lived a day inside a city.
从那天开始,
from that day,
他就住在帐篷,
he lives in a tabernacle.
他要告诉周围的人说,
and he tells people,
我是做寄居,
that I'm a sojourner.
我是这个客旅走在这个地上,
I'm a sojourning on this earth.
我要仰望一座城, 有根有基的城,
and I look for a city that has a root and has a foundation.
我要进那个城里头去,
and I shall enter into that city.
这是我的神亲自为我经营来建造的,
and that city is a city my God had built for me.
换句话说,
in other words,
地上再没有一个城值得我住在里头,
there are no other city on earth that's worthy that I want to live in.
我只要住哪一个城,
I only desire to live in that city.
既然有一个城摆在我面前,
since there is a city that's placed in front of me,
我住在帐篷就好了,
it's good enough for me to live in a tent.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers
and sisters,
what kind of life are we living?
你起初的信心实在不实在啊?
Is your initial faith still here?
弟兄姊妹, 当然我不是说从今天开始, 我每个人就搞一个帐篷, 啊, so, 住在什么地方去?
Of course, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that starting from today that we live in tents now.
不,
no.
重要是你的心是怎么样?
It's important to see what is your heart.
如果我们的根啊, 扎得很深很深,
if our roots is very deep,
我们把地抓得紧紧,
and we hold on fast to the earth,
当主来提我们的时候,
when the Lord comes to rapture us,
有的很松的,
some of those are very loose,
这根地没有抓得很紧的,
those who haven't held on firm to the ground,
我想主不, 一拿就走了,
and the Lord simply come and grab and they're gone.
因为他跟地根本就没有连得很紧,
because those people didn't hold on to the earth.
主来, 哎呦, 不拿这个, 不拿这个, 啊, 这个就可以拿走了,
and the Lord comes and very easily pluck them away.
但有的拔来拔去都拔不起来啊,
there are those he might be trying very hard to take them up from the ground.
怎么那么紧的呢?
And he may be wondering why it's so hard, so tight, so firm, so hard to grab.
这个根啊, 都深深地埋在地里,
and because those people, their roots are all distributed throughout the earth, deep and deep into the earth.
所以唯有除去这个撇下这个吧,
and so the Lord had to give up on that particular plan.
不是不要拿你走, 是你不愿意走,
and it's not like the Lord doesn't want to take you with him, but it's because you do not want to go.
就好像罗德的妻一样,
and just like Lot's wife,
走啊走啊就回头了,
and as she was escaping the city, she couldn't help but turn around to look at it once more.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你真的有确实的信心,
if you have true faith,
你就过一个生活在地上是寄居是客旅的,
and you live a sojourning life on earth, and that's enough.
我说第三个,
and so let me move on to the third point.
我看着这个钟,
I see the clock.
那个是约翰在启示录提醒我们的,
and so this is something that John reminds us in Revelation.
他告诉我们说有个起初的爱,
and he reminds us that there is that first love.
这是我的理解,
and so this is my understanding.
我们对起初的爱, 我们常常不够明白它,
So we do not quite understand this about first love.
但是对起初的爱, 我有两方面的理解。
And so to this, I have two ways of looking at this.
第一个,
first is,
根据圣经里头, 原文里头的含义是什么呢?
According to the meaning of the Bible, what this means,
起初的爱就是把爱放在优先的位置上。
First love means that you put this love in the first place.
就是说今天有很多事情摆在你面前。
In other words, you may be facing a lot of different things.
那现在关键是什么呢?
But the key is that
你把什么放在优先?
Where do you place the highest priority?
我们今天在地上过生活，其实很多时候我们就在搞清楚什么是优先的次序， 对不对?
So today, living on this earth, living our life, it's all about, basically, it's all about how do we prioritize things?
我在有些弟兄姊妹在跟我学习，其中我有一门课叫做时间管理。
And so, there are brothers and sisters who study under me, and one of the class I have is time management.
那时间管理里头最基本的一个事情是什么?
And the most fundamental aspect about time management is
那就是必须你要搞清楚什么是最重要的。
You have to understand what is the most important
thing. 然后把最重要的放在第一。
And you put the most important things first.
然后没有那么重要的放第二。
Those not so important things second.
你把它排好。
And you order them in such a way.
然后你的生活, 你的时间就分配得好了。
And then your time in your life is now in order.
那今天很多弟兄姊妹生活原谅我说过得有点不太好，困难在哪里呢?
So a lot of brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this, that a lot of times that your life isn't going as well as you like. And where was the problem?
因为没有把该放的地位放在第一位上。
And the problem is because you didn't put your priorities in its proper place.
我们都听过哈,
and we have all heard this.
当一个小孩子把打电动放在第一位的话,
when a child plays games, game consoles, TV games as their priority,
他其他的生活肯定过得不好了,
the rest of their life it's not going well.
当一个做妻子的把看电视剧放在第一位的话, 她的家肯定是一塌糊涂了。
Or a wife, if she places watching TV dramas as the first priority, then the rest of her household is in the mess.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道第一位是很重要。
So brothers and sisters, we know that it's very important what we place as our top priority.
那到底神主耶稣对以弗所教会要求什么第一位呢?
And so, what does God require the Church of Ephesians to put as their first place?
原来不是劳苦,
it's not hardship.
原来不是忍耐,
it's not endurance.
原来不是为主走在这里走在哪里,
it's not to be here or be there for the Lord.
你还可以有很多属灵的知识,
and you can have a lot of spiritual knowledge.
你的属灵知识可以到一个程度, 能够看出他是真的使徒还是假的使徒,
to a point where you could tell whether somebody is a real apostle or a false one.
你能够分辨, 哎呀, 这个弟兄讲道, 他到底对了多少, 错了多少, 你都听得清清楚楚的出来。
To a point you could tell how much is the truth there is in a brother's message, and how many are false.
你都有这个本事,
and you may have that ability.
你为神的事情, 你忙碌奔走,
and you could be busy for things related to God.
但主要问他一个问题,
but God, I want to ask him one thing.
你把什么放在第一呢?
What do you place as your highest, what do you place in your highest place?
弟兄姊妹, 你把什么放在第一呢?
What do you put in as your highest
place? 在你服侍里头, 你把什么放在第一?
For example, in your service, what do you put as your top priority?
我的第一位就是给你做得满满的。
Is your top priority to make sure that the whole entire, all the seats are taken?
不但这里头也坐满, 外头也坐满,
all the
那就是我的第一位。
All the empty seats are filled inside here or outside in those rooms or everywhere? Is that your top priority?
我的服侍的第一位是做这个做那个。
Or my service as top priority is to do this or to do that.
在你生命里头，你的第一位是什么？
And in your life, what is your top priority?
哎呀, 主说,
our Lord said,
你从这里坠落了。
You have fallen from this.
你本来不是这样的。
You were not like that before.
你从这里坠落了，这个词啊，真的叫我们里头很沉重，你知道吗？
You have fallen. So this is a very, very heavy word.
你本来应该怎么样？
You should.
应该把爱放在第一位。
You shall put love as the top priority.
原来主对我的要求是这个。
And it turns out that is God's commandment to me.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
好像主问彼得的问题一样。
Just like the same question that the Lord asked Peter.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than all these other things?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
这是起初的爱。
And that is the initial love.
就是那个把主的把爱放在第一的最起初的爱。
And that is the first love. That means to put the love of the Lord as the first place.
这是主所要的。
And that is what he wants.
我告诉你。
So I want to share this with you.
很可能我来到主面前。
It's very possible that as I come before the Lord,
主不问我们到底做了多少。
He would not ask us what kind of things we have done.
主也不问我们说你为我建造了多少。
And very possible that he wouldn't ask us,How many things have you built for me?
实在说起来
To be honest,
这外面的事情对主来说这是小事一桩啊。
To the Lord, all these external things are just very insignificant.
这太小了。
It's too small.
主只要一个东西。
He just wants one thing.
他要你对他的爱。
He wants your love for him.
那起初的爱我还有第二个领。
And so I have, and also regarding this first love, I have this second understanding.
就是你对他最开始时候的爱的内容。
And that is the content of your first love for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主用起初的爱爱我们。
So, brothers and sisters, our Lord loves us with first love.
这个爱是不改变的爱。
So this love is a love that doesn't change.
我用人的话来说明一下。
To use languages that we use.
我想在座的大部分，除了我前头几个年轻人之外，不太懂。大部分的结婚的都明白。
And I think, with exception to very few young people, but most of you who are married, you know this.
当你第一眼看见你心爱的人
，when you first lay eyes on your beloved.
不管是你的白马皇子也好，是你的白雪公主也好，你一看见他。
Whether it's your prince or your princess, but when you first laid your eyes on them,
你第一个是什么？
What was your first thought?
你对他有兴趣。
You have an interest in that person.
是吧？
Right?
谁生日不生日你有什么兴趣呢？但是对他的生日你就有点兴趣了。
You may not take an interest in any other people's birthday, but that person's birthday, you have absolute interest in.
你对他的手机号码有兴趣了。
You're very interested in that person's phone number.
然后他在哪住在哪里，你有兴趣了，对不对？
You're very interested in where she lives.
然后你就照着他的兴趣，你来追求他。
And you may be pursuing that person with the according to their interests and hobbies.
我随便乱讲。如果他很喜欢吃日本菜
，I'm just giving an example. Let's say if she loves Japanese cuisine.
那你总找机会带他去吃吃日本菜。
And you'll find all sorts of opportunities to bring her to eat Japanese cuisine.
因为你对她有兴趣。
Because you have interest in her.
你要满足她。
And so you want to satisfy
her. 你要她过得快乐高兴。
And you want her to be happy.
那你就来追求啊，追求啊。
And so you try to court her.
那我是个弟兄，所以我不太明白。姊妹在这个环境里头，她到怎么转变呢？我不知道。
So because I'm a brother, I don't quite understand how sisters her point of view in this kind of thing.
但我知道一个事实。
But I know this.
90%的男孩子都是这样。
But I would say that 90% of boys are like this.
好像猎人一样。
They're like hunters.
把猎物打到了。
And as soon as they bag the prey.
然后兴趣就没了
，and then the interest goes away.
到手了就好了
，so because you already got the prey.
那是很多家庭问题的原因
，and that's also the root of a lot of problems in the house.
今天对我们的配偶那个兴趣越来越远了
Today, our interest in our spouse may be drifting further and further away.
不要再吃日本菜了，不卫生啊。
Don't eat the Japanese sushi anymore. It's not healthy.
我们中国好吃的多得不得了，吃什么这个
？Chinese cuisine is much better.
是不是
？Right?
那个兴趣不在了。
That interest is no longer there.
是吗？以前呢，他喜欢花，你说花不用了。花是花钱。
Before she may love flowers, but now you tell her that there's no need. Flowers cost money.
你看放在瓶子里，过几天就丢了，何必呢
？And then we plan to put them into the vase, and they just wither in a couple of days.
对他再没有那个兴趣。
You no longer have that interest.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们对人这个爱会改变。
Our love for others change.
但我在这里。我很谦卑地在主面前这样说。
But here before the Lord, I'll humbly say this.
我知道主对我从来没有失去过兴趣。
I know that the Lord had never lost his interest in me.
其实对他来说已经救了，已经回到家里了。其实就把你自己活着呗，就好了。
Because to him, he could completely say, "I already saved you. You have returned to my house. I'll leave you be then."
我告诉你，我的家是这个规矩，你给我好好守着。
And I'll tell you, this is my house. These are my rules.
你好好活着，将来在天上给你一个位置。
And you just obey them, and you live well, and then in the future you have a place in the heavenly home.
没错了
，Well done.
就好像过去我们中国的大家庭一样。
And just like in the past, in this wealthy family in China's past history.
不，弟兄姊妹。
But since that's not the case.
在我没有信主以前。
Before I believe in the Lord.
我们全身都是罪物。
We are all filthy.
我们没有将来。
We do not have a future.
我没有盼望。
We do not have a hope.
我们怎么想到主对这个那么脏的人居然有兴趣
？How could we fathom that the Lord could have an interest in such a filthy person like me?
我主啊，你怎么对一个罪人有兴趣
？And I said, Lord, how do you have interest in a sinner like me?
你用尽各样的环境，用尽各样的办法，把这个人救回来。
And you use all these different methods in order to save.Person like me.
我没有别的理由，我们只能说主啊，你爱我。
And I can't find any other reason but say, Lord, it's because you love me.
因为所有的理由都不能成立的。
For there's no absolutely no other reason why.
只有一个理由能成立，就是主爱罪人，那么就是这个。
And the only reason why he did this, that could explain all of this, is because God loves us sinners.
我们不懂。
And we cannot understand.
但弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
主把我们救回来。
The Lord saved us.
主从来没有失去过对我们的兴趣。
And he never lost his interest in us.
当没有结婚之前
And before you're married,
你跟你男朋友说，我今天头痛。
And you may say to your boyfriend, I have a headache today.
哎呀，怎么会头痛呢？
And your boyfriend says, oh, what happened? Why? How did you get a headache?
来，我陪你去看个医生哈。
And I would say, oh, let me take you to see a doctor.
头痛啊，可以很大的事。
Headache could mean a big problem.
哎呀，你感觉好温暖。
And you may feel this warmth inside your heart.
结婚了。
After you're married.
老公，我头痛。
I say,Husband, honey, I got a headache.
一天到晚都头痛，快去吃药。
And then the husband said, why do you get headache all day? Go take some medicine.
我再听你说，我都头痛了。
I'm telling you, if you say this one more time, I'm getting a headache.
怎么过去温柔没有呢
？All the tenderness in the past is gone.
为什么过去的兴趣没有呢
？How come the interest in the past is gone?
没有兴趣了。
It's gone. The interest is gone.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的现象。
And that's us humans.
但我们的主从来不是这样。
But our Lord's never like that.
当你把难处带到他面前
，When you bring your troubles before the Lord,
他好像第一次碰到这个难处一样。
It's as if it's the first time he encountered this.
你当你带着他看见你在哪里痛苦的时候
，And when you let him see where your pains are,
他是还是讲他爱你，连续你要救你。
And he still had that same love, same mercy, and same desire to want to save you.
当看见你生命一直没有成长的时候
，And when he see that your life still hasn't grown,
他还是对你一样的着急
，And he still has that same urgentness.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，And so brothers and sisters,
接受起初的爱
，That is called the first love.
那今天我们做基督徒做了几十年。
And so today as Christians, you may have been become Christian for a few decades.
主的爱就不再激励我们的吗？
Is the Lord's love no longer encouraging us?
我知道有些弟兄刚信主的时候，每一次来到主的座子，他都流眼泪。
And I know that there are those brothers who, when they first become believers, every time they gather before the Lord's table, that they have tears in their eyes.
他会跟主说：“主啊，姐，我是一个罪人，你怎么可能救我？”
And they will say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. Why would you save me?"
然后他就哭了。
And then he wept.
但是弟兄姊妹，可能做基督徒过了十年
，Brothers and sisters, maybe as Christians, it's been 10 years,
20 years.
20 years.
再没有感动
and they're no longer moved in the same way.
我不是说一定流泪就对，我没有这个说法。
I'm not saying that you have to have tears, yeah, shed tears, and that's the proper way.
但可能我们做基督徒做到一个地步，很多事情都不会感动你。
But it's totally possible that as Christians, we've been Christians because we've been Christians for so many years, it's gotten to a point that nothing moves us anymore.
我有机会跟一些年长弟兄在一起。
I had an opportunity to spend some time with some elderly brothers.
以他的年纪，我以为说他已经什么都经过了。
Looking at his age, I would have thought that he must have experienced everything.
有一次我跟他交通。
And so one time I shared this with him.
他跟我说到主对他的爱，给他的呼召。
And I was fellowshipping with him, and he shared with me the Lord's love for him and the Lord's calling for him.
主怎么把他叫出来
And how the Lord called him out.
我看见几个老人家，他流着泪说：“主将来辅导他。”
And I saw this elderly brother in tears saying, "That's how the Lord called him."
那个起初抓住他的爱，到今天还在他的里头。
And that first love that touched this brother's heart is still there today.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
可能我们外面的事情好多好多。
We may have a lot of things surrounding us.
我们忘记了起初的爱。
And we may have forgotten about the first love.
彭弟兄说我十二点要下来。
Brother Pong told me that I need to come down at 12.
最后一个。
So last point.
起初的命令
the initial commandments
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
主在地上没有留下别的命令给我们
The Lord did not leave any other commandment for us
主就给我们一个命令
Except one
彼此相爱
And that is to love one another
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
什么叫做命令
What does commandment mean?
命令的意思就是说你喜欢可以守你不喜欢呢
Does it mean that it's something that you could obey if you like it and you don't have to if you don't?
你不喜欢还得要守。
Commandment means that you still have to keep it even if you don't like it.
你愿意要走，你不愿意也得要走。
Regardless whether you like it or not, you still need to walk it.
是不是？
Right?
当一个长官给他的部队说接受命令的时候
When a commanding officer gives his troops a command,
他说接受命令。
He said that is an order.
那意思说，如果前面是死路一条，你还得往前去。
And that means that if it means it lead to death, you still have to walk it.
你没有选择的。
You have no other choice.
今天在圣经里头有很多话，主的仆神的神的话说要劝我们。
And today in the Bible there are many words where he encourages us.
他劝的意思说，你可以听。你要守，但是如果你不听呢，你还有点自由。
And that means that if you like it, you could keep it. And if not, then you still have some freedom choice.
但是如果给你个命令
，But if it gives you a commandment,
你就没有选择的余地。
There is no choice.
你只要守着这个命令。
You just have to keep it.
主给我们一个命令。
And he gives us this commandment.
他要我们彼此相爱。
And that is to love one another.
当然，这是两方面。
Of course, this is two sides.
为什么我把这个放在最后呢
？And why did I leave this to the very last?
因为如果我们跟主的关系正常了
，It's because if we have a normal relationship with God,
我们能够有生命之道
And that we have the way of word of life.
我有起初的信心,
and we have that first, initial faith.
如果我有起初的爱心,
and have that first love.
我们把这个上下的纵向的关系弄好了,
and we have all these relationships in order.
然后我们就能够横向的, 我们对弟兄姊妹的爱就自然了。
And then our love for brothers and sisters comes naturally.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
说真的,
to be honest,
弟兄姊妹可爱吗?
Are brothers and sisters lovable?
他只是一个问号吗?
is that a question?
我记得很清楚一个弟兄跟我说,
I remember clearly this brother once said to me,
他跟主说, 主啊, 你叫我来牧养你的羊,
and he asked the Lord, Lord, you asked me to pastor a group of sheep, but why did you give me a group of wolves?
我那个时候你附加我说, 牧养我的羊, 我一进来看见都是一群狼啊。
And he said, I respond to your call to pastor your lamb, your sheep, but when I came in, I saw it's nothing but wolves.
我差点没给他们试睡了。 I
was almost torn apart by the wolves.
是啊。
True.
弟兄姊妹, 我们越来越服侍, 弟兄姊妹, 不好搞啊。
The more we serve, the more we realize that it's hard to serve.
我说真的话, 哪有一个弟兄姊妹, 你彻头彻尾感觉他很可爱的呢?
Let me be honest, is there one brother or sister you found that truly from head to toe, you find them to be lovely?
你跟他走得越近,
the closer you walk with this person,
他就越讨厌。
The more they dislike you.
同意吗?
Do you agree?
诚实一点吧。
Be honest.
但是主给我们是什么命令呢?
But what is the commandment that the Lord give us?
如果你爱可爱的, 还有什么意义呢?
Because if you love those who are lovable, what's the meaning?
如果所有的弟兄姊妹都是那么可爱, 你爱他就没有什么特别了。
If all the brothers and sisters are so lovable, then there's nothing special about your love for them.
主说你要爱那个不可爱的。
The Lord said, you shall love those who are unlovable.
你要爱你的弟兄。
You will love your brother.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
如果我们正在主生命的里头,
if we are truly in the life of the Lord,
我们发觉很特别的一个事情,
we will discover something very special.
从外面看起来, 弟兄姊妹可能都不可爱。
From the outside, it may seem that all the brothers and sisters are not lovable.
但是你慢慢慢慢, 你就在他生命里头, 你看到主对他的爱。
But slowly, in their life, you could see the love of the Lord for them.
然后你就接受他,
and then you accepted them.
你学着爱他,
and you learn to love them.
你学习来服侍他,
and you learn to serve them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天在神家里头,
today in the house of God,
有太多的恨,
there are too many hate,
太多的埋怨,
and there are so much too many blaming.
难怪这里看不见神的见证。
It's a little wonder that we can't see God here.
主说你们彼此相爱, 人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
The Lord, the brother and the sister
你,
around you.
当然他不是这样可爱, 他是不可爱的。
Of course, they are not lovable.
但是主, 这是主给我们的命令。
But that is the commandment the Lord has given us.
我们要靠着主,
and by rely upon him,
我们来爱他。
We shall love him.
我想彼得永远不能忘记那个场景。
And I think Peter shall never forget that scene.
在月节那个晚上,
in the evening of Passover,
当你大家预备吃饭之前,
as everyone's preparing for the dinner,
他的老师,
his master,
他的主,
his Lord,
拿一条毛巾,
took a cloth,
束了自己的腰,
he girded himself,
然后蹲下来为每一个门徒洗脚,
he knelt down and wash the feet of every one of the disciples.
到彼得年老的时候,
and when Peter was gone into his high in age,
他回想起了场景,
he remembered the scene.
他看见主绑在他腰上的不是一条毛巾,
and he saw that what the Lord girded on himself with is not That piece of cloth.
那是什么?
And instead it was
那是谦卑,
humbleness.
哦,他说,主啊,那天你绑在你腰上的,不是条毛巾。
And he said, Lord, that day, what you have girded yourself is not with a piece of cloth,
那是谦卑,
but with humbleness.
所以他在彼得前书第五章说,
and so that's why he said in 1 Peter chapter 5,
你要以谦卑束腰,
and that you should gird yourself with humbleness,
然后彼此顺服,
and to obey and love one another.
我们什么时候能够骄傲啊?
When can we be prideful?
当你看见有些东西你有,
it's when you see that there's something that you have, but others don't.
那你就会有点骄傲,
then you may feel pride.
结果问题我一看就懂你, 那么笨啊, 你这个做了一个小时还搞不清楚。
This problem, I solve it immediately. Why are you so dumb? You take so much time, so long to solve.
这个事情一下子就搞定了, 你今天还没有搞呢?
It's so easy. I could solve this. And why are you so stuck?
我圣经读了几十遍, 你怎么样?
I have read the Bible from front to back many times. What about you?
怎么? 两次都没到?
You haven't read not even twice?
你高人家低,
you may be very tall, another may be short.
你都有, 人家没有,
you may have everything while others don't.
你怎么能接受人家?
How could you accept others?
我们永远不能够明白,
we can never understand.
我们的主怎么可能蹲下来洗门徒的脚?
How our Lord could kneel down and wash other people's foot?
连犹大, 犹大, 连卖主的犹大,
Judah who loves the Lord.
Betray the Lord.
Judas who betrayed the Lord.
主耶稣不是轮到他逃起来,哦,你呀, pass.
The Lord didn't got, when he got to his feet, looked up and saw that it was Judas and say, oh, it's you, I'll pass.
不,弟兄姊妹,
no, brothers and sisters.
主用几个爱对着跟随他的人,
the Lord uses love for all those who follow him.
主说我是你的老师,
and the Lord said, I am your teacher.
我是你的主,
I am your Lord.
我本来就是,
I am.
但我还谦卑地洗你们的脚,
that's who I am, but yet I still humble myself to wash your feet.
我谦卑地把你挽回过来,
I humbly drawn you back.
我们主在高高在上的地位本是如此,
our Lord, he has such a high status,
但是他心甘情愿地降卑,
but yet he was willingly humbled himself.
弟兄姊妹, 你不放下你自己, 谈不上彼此相爱。
Brother and sister, if you do not also lay yourself down, you cannot talk about loving one another.
只要你真的放下自己,
if you have truly lay yourself down,
你才能够彼此相爱,
then can you love one another.
在台湾有一个教会,
in Taiwan, there's this church.
他们有一个传统,
and they have this tradition.
每年一次长老替会众洗脚,
and every year, the elders would wash the feet of the congregation.
他会发一个通告, 下周长老洗脚, 先把脚洗干净才来。
And he'll send out this message beforehand, said that next week the elders are washing your feet, so please have your feet clean before you come.
你不要把一双臭脚端出来, huh?
Do not show the elder your stinky feet.
我们都爱那些可爱的。
It's easy for us to love those who are lovable.
你要来跟我亲近, 先讲讲你有没有条件。
If you want to be closer to me, let's talk about what kind of credential you have. Do you have?
你那个又脏又臭的脚不能够蹲在我面前。
Your dirty and stinky feet is not worthy to be placed in front of me.
但我们的主对我们从来不是这样。
But that's never the way our Lord treats us.
约翰说,
and John, he said,
这是起初我听见的命令。
And this is the commandment I have heard, the initial commandment I heard.
你有没有做呢?
Have you obeyed this?
你有没有根据条件把这个命令丢弃呢?
And have you conditionally obeyed this commandment?
在教会历史里头
in the church history,
我们看到很多真的爱弟兄姊妹的人
we have seen many people who truly love brothers and sisters.
他改变了那个时代
and those people changed the time that they were in.
他在哪里高举了主的见证
and they raised up high the testimony of the Lord.
就是那么简单的遵守了
And that's because they simply obeyed the commandment of the Lord.
还记得这四个起初吗?
And do you still remember these four firsts we went over?
起初生命之道,
And that's the first word of life.
起初的信心,
the faith.
起初的爱心,
first love.
起初的命令,
and the first commandment.
弟兄姊妹啊, 回到起初。
So, brother and sister, return to the beginning.
我们就在哪里建造起来。
And there we could be built up.
我真在我里头一点的负担。
And so I have this burden inside me.
我在座亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters who are here.
好不好这样?
How about this?
我们都回到起初。
Let's all return to the beginning.
我们就在这里。
And from here.
从起初把神的见证建立在这个地方
and we build God's testimony on this place
是主所要的
and that is what God wants
在这弯曲不妙的时代
and it's this twisted perverted time
把生命之道显明出来
reveal the word of life
但愿主祝福我们
may the Lord bless us
我们祷告
let's have prayer
主人的话一点用处都没有主人的话一点用处都没有。
Lord, the word of man is useless.
求你来讲话。
Please speak to us.
用生命的话说在每个人心的深处。
Use word of life to speak to the deepest place of every one of us.
好让我们快跑来跟随你。
So that we may run after you.
我们把坐在你面前每个弟兄姊妹都放在主的手里。
And we'll put every single brother and sister here into your hands.
主，如果你能够用这一点点的话。
And if you could use these words,
求你使用,
may you use,
你来催逼我们来迎接你的回来,
and to push us, to encourage us welcome you.
好让我们真能够做个得胜者, 叫你心满意足,
so that we may truly become an overcomer that you could be satisfied with.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名,
praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.